let yourself relax into the experience that you're having, the experience that's taking place, whatever that might be. Just simply let it be without wanting, trying to change it in any way. Just see if you can totally let go of any grasping or clinging to the experience in any given moment. Just allowing it to be as it is. And then let me point out a few things for you to notice. So just take some deep breaths, let yourself deeply relax, let go of any tension, trying to make things different, just simply be with what is. And just being very relaxed, see if you can just notice the changing cognitions or changing perceptions that are taking place. Maybe you are aware of your body, aware of a sound. There may be thought flow. And just let yourself be present to them. And notice that they are known. The one thing they all have in common, all of them, as they occur, they are known. We can say all of these cognitions which are coming and going that they are known. And now I want you to notice in reference to all of these cognitions, perceptions, your own presence. Just you, your presence, your being. I can say the one who is present to all of these cognitions. And notice if, whether your presence is performing any action, is doing anything in reference to these cognitions. Is it performing an act of knowing them? I am doing an act of knowing so that these cognitions can be known. Do you find any such experience? Or maybe you notice that the thoughts, the cognitions, perceptions are known, but I myself am not performing any action to bring about their being known. Notice just your own presence. What are you like? Are you the conscious being that you are, doing anything? can conscious being, can your being, the being that you are, can it do anything? Can you change your presence, your being in any way? See if you can do that. See if you can change your own presence. Thoughts you can change. Perceptions you can change. Feelings you can change. But can you change your own presence? Would you want to change your own presence? Is the awareful being the awareness that you are? Awareness? Or is it awareness of something? Thoughts, perceptions, feelings rise in awareness and they're known. But are they known because awareness is aware of them? Or are they known because they rise in awareness? is awareness awareness, or is it awareness of? Just see in your own experience, in your own presence, if those words make any sense. You say, I am Swetasiddha. I am self-evident. My being is self-evident. Self-shining Swaprakasha. No one need illumine me, or no one need know me in order to validate or establish my presence. My mind can make remarks about me, it can comment on me, but those remarks and comments come and go. In my changeless presence, sit in meditation, it in a way slows your experiences down, giving you a chance to recognize just the changelessness, the stability of your own being. But when you're walking around, walking, talking, participating in the world, participating in life, the situation is actually exactly the same. The vrittis are coming and going, perceptions, cognitions, interactions. Are coming and going in your changeless presence. Your presence which is not performing any action whatsoever. You are not performing an act of knowing, but because of you, things are known. So as we come out of the meditation and participating in this class and then leaving after class, satsang, all of these events that we'll be going through, just see if you can recognize, see if your mind can differentiate. Not making a huge effort, just see if you see. If you notice yourself, and me, the constancy of you amidst all of the changing vrittis. See if you can recognize your own presence as the changeless home base of all of your experiences, the shelter, the safe abode. The anchor.